Hey, good morning. This is Rabbi Cohn. So we are on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. Just to recap what we talked about a little bit yesterday was, we started off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah from Makos seems to be contradictory to our Mishnah in the sense that we've been talking about the concept of Kamrei Midrabbanei, where basically it's, basically if you're someone is, supposed to get two different penalties. And in this case, we're talking about they're getting malchus, which is lashes and a fine. The rule is generally you only give them one because they don't get two things for a single action. So our Mishnah had in here in Ksubas had said in a number of instances where they would get, potentially malchus or kares and the fine, they would get the fine. And back Mishnah in Makos had said, pretty much the identical scenarios, they would get malchus. They would get lashes instead of the fines. That seems to be a contradiction. So we went through a number of explanations, primarily from Ula, around whether what potentially our Mishnah is talking about a Nara, a girl who was under 12, and the Mishnah in Makos is talking about a lady who's over 12 and a half, or if we're talking about a Shota, or if we're talking about Bafuta, which is seduction as opposed to rape per se. But at the end of the day, we said that regardless of any of these things, what comes out of this is according to Ula would always say that, someone who is Chayav Malchus and Chayav a fine would always get the fine unless there was a reason they weren't getting the fine. So then we asked, how does Ula know this? Where does he get it from? So the first example that
the contradiction between our Mishnah and
correct. It has the same exact cases. So it says in both cases, if a man rapes his sister, in both cases, and in our case it says gets fined, and in Makos it says gets whipped.
So it has nothing to do with you don't get those because there's a harsher penalty. That's not what the contradiction.
Right now, we're not saying that the reason, we didn't say that the reason you get one or the other is because of the harshness of it. The Gemara generally is of the opinion that the harsher penalty is the monetary penalty. So as a result, but we never said that the reason for the contradiction is in one case we think it's one way harsher and one case we think it's the other way harsher. The explanations we gave us, the differences was that either there are two different scenarios, you know, age is different. Or what Ula was saying was that the real difference there is that there, for whatever reason, there would not be a monetary penalty. So if there was a monetary penalty in addition to the malchus, they would get the monetary penalty. So it's because it's short. So he was saying if there was two there, they would only get the same penalty. But there is no two. So that was what he was trying to prove. So the first case that we tried to use to prove that, so basically he has this general approach. So we said, how do we know this general approach? So we started off by saying the case of Chovel. Chovel is where someone wounds another person. And in that case, they're chayev potentially two different categories of penalties. The first is they're chayev malchus for, whipping another person or hitting another person or injuring another person. And that you learn out from the case of, where the Bezdin is chayev to give malchus to someone else, if they give any extra, they're chayev, and that's where it applies to the Bezdin itself. So you learn from there that it applies to a common person as well. So if person A hits person B, they're chayev malchus. But in addition to that, there are the five categories of monetary damages that also have to be paid. They have to pay for embarrassment and for healing and for time they couldn't work and for Nezek, you know, these five different categories. So what emerges from that is that there are both things again in the case of Chovel. However, the rule is that you still pay the money. So we say maybe by Chovel is the classic case, and you learn all other cases based on Chovel. So we said Chovel isn't, you can't use Chovel as the example. The reason you can't use Chovel as the example is that if you want to say, you know, like we said, that the Gemara is of the assumption that paying the money is the more strict penalty, No, I'm sorry. Yeah, paying the money is the leniency, right? Getting the lashes is the more strict penalty. So no, I said it wrong. Paying the money is the more strict penalty according to the Gemara. So why in this case would you give the more strict penalty? And the reason is because there's actually five things as opposed to one thing. You're paying five different things. But if you want to say that the paying the money is the more lenient thing, the difference is in the case of Chovel that there's an exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is that we know Beis Din is allowed to give Malkus when appropriate. When Beis Din is commanded to give Malkus, they're allowed to do it. So because there's a soft spot on both directions, you can't really use Chovel as the example. So now we're going to move on to the next example. So we're starting from Ella Gemar Me'edim Zomimim, which is really almost a little bit lower than the middle of the page. The first word on the line is Ella. Ella Gemar Me'edim Zomimim. So maybe we can learn this out from Edim Zomimim. But just to remind ourselves, Edim Zomimim is a case where there's two witnesses come and they testify that person A owes money to person B, or they saw an action between person A and person B. And another set of witnesses say not so much that they're contradicting their testimony, but they're saying there's no way you could have seen person A do X with person B on Monday at 3 o'clock in San Francisco because we saw you on Monday at 6 o'clock in New York. So you couldn't have been in that place at that time. So they say that there's no way that they could have witnessed that. So the rule is in that case that, the halacha is that, you know, asita loka sher zamam lasot, that they have to, the witnesses that are declared edim zamamim, they get the same, impact that they tried to do to their friend. So if they wanted their friend, if they were trying to set up a scenario where person A would have to pay $200 to person B, they're chayev to pay the $200. That's their penalty. In addition, because they're testifying falsely comes with malchus, right? So in theory, edim zomimim is a scenario where you might get two things. You would get the lashes of malchus because you're testifying falsely, and you get the edim zomimim penalty, which is a monetary penalty if you're testing it in a monetary case. So my edim zomimim, the ikam mamun malchus, in a case of edim zomimim where there is potentially both things, Mamona Mishalim, Milka Lalaki. In that case, the rule is that they would have to pay the money. They would have to pay Kasher Zamam. They would have to pay the $200. But they don't get the Malkus as a result. Afko Hecha, the Ika Mamona Malkus, Mamona Mishalim, Milka Lalaki. Maybe we should use, Edim Zomimim as the prototypical case to say all other cases of this are the same and it's all based upon Edim Zomimim. You get one, but which one do you get? So you'd say, all right, by Edim Zomimim, where there's two, the one that you get is the monetary one, right? So that's what we're trying to prove, is that Ula said that that's what happens. So we're trying to find, like, how do we know this? Like, what's, like, the prototypical case that all other cases are based upon? So we started with Chovel, that didn't work. Now we're starting with Edim Zomimim. So the Gemara doesn't like this case as well. Mal Edim Zomimim, Shekain, Einam, Tzrichim, Hasra'a. So when it comes to Edim Zomimim, so in most cases, when someone's about to do something that requires getting Malkus, they have to be warned ahead of time, right? So in our case, when it comes to Edim Zomimim, there is no warning here. Like there is no requirement for warning. So what happens is that when the second set of witnesses comes along, they testify that there's no way you could have been in San Francisco at 6 o'clock on a Monday, there is no warning necessary. They just contradict their testimony. So that's different. And again, we're starting off by saying, just like we did by Chovel, we're starting off by saying is that we assume that paying money is more severe. So the difference here is that the reason we have them pay money is that in this case, maybe it's because there's no warning involved. Ima mona lakulahu, and if you want to say that paying the money is the lenient way to go, the difference here is shekein lo asumasa, that there really was no action that happened here, right? So it really was the first set of witnesses testified against that something happened. And then this other set of witnesses came along and they contradicted them before anything actually happened. The rules by Edim Zomimim is that it only works if it's before the actual result happened, right? So if the result didn't happen, right, there really was no action here. So maybe Edom Zomimim isn't a good case, because either we have, you know, again, we have two soft spots. Either there is no warning involved with Edom Zomimim, or B, because there really was no action. It's not like the case of rape. It's not like the case of anything where person A did something, actually something happened to person B. It really was something could have happened, but it actually didn't happen. So if someone is so typically the way it works is there has to be witnesses that warn you, don't person A, don't murder person B, or you're going to be high of this thing. That's how it works. That's the warning. And then if he goes ahead and does it, right, then he's subject to the death penalty. There are many reasons why it's very hard to actually get the death penalty. One of the reasons is that because you actually have to be warned by witnesses before you go ahead and do it. There's no warning. There's no warning. He went ahead and did it. He went ahead and, you know, people testified. It's not like people said, don't testify falsely, you know. It's really just saying that, because again, they're not contradicting their testimony. They're not saying person A didn't lend money to person B. They're saying there's no way you could have done this. You could have witnessed this because you were not there at that time. That's not, it's not warning.
Are we saying the case of Chovel is a warning, or that's completely
irrelevant? In the case of Chovel, in theory, there potentially is a warning, but you know, doesn't matter. It's really more that, you know, if once, you know, again, for the facts on the ground, it's really more that the soft spots around Chovel is that there's five monetary penalties on one hand. And the other soft spot is that, Beis Din is allowed to hurt somebody in a particular scenario. So now the Gemara says, all right, we didn't like Chovel. We didn't like Edom Zomimim. Maybe we can mix and match between the two of them to come up with our answers. Because again, we're looking for what's the prototype that lets us suggest that if we did, you know, that it applies to every case. What is common between them? They both have, you have a monetary penalty, and they both have malchus. Mamona Mishalim, Milka Lalaki. In both of their cases, you pay the money, but you don't give the malchus. Gemara answers, and the Gemara says, Kol Hecha, the Ika Mamun Malkus, you might say, wherever there is a monetary penalty and Malkus, Mamona Mishalev Milka Lalaka, you should pay the money and not get Malkus. But the Gemara doesn't like this. Why? Malva Tzad HaShava Shebem, Sheesh Behem Tzad Chamor, that even though, yes, we know that they have a common characteristic that about them, but there's also a soft aspect of it. You know, again, both of them have, you know, we said there's two soft spots in both cases. So if we know there's two soft spots in both cases, we can't just strictly go by the fact that they have the one thing in common, which is if you get both, you're only your chayef to pay the money. We know that they both have quote unquote flaws associated with them. So we're going to try something else. Ella Ula is tachas gamar. Ula, it learned this from a gzeira shava. So the gzeira shava is from two psukim that have the word tachas in them. The first one is ksiv hacha tachas asher ina. So in other words, when someone rapes somebody, the pasuk says in it, it says, "Venasana isha shocher imal avihana rachamishim." So he has to pay a penalty to the father of 50 kesef. Velo tiyel isha tachas asher ina. He has to marry her, assuming she wants to go along. Tachas asher ina, because he violated her. So he uses the word tachas. And when it comes to injuring someone, it says ayin tachas ayin. Right? We are familiar with that, right? So it has the word tachas in both cases. Mahasam mamona mishale milka lalaki. Just as in the case of wounding someone, injuring someone, right? You get money and you don't get malchus. Afkal hecha the ika mamona umalchus mamona mishale milka lalaki. You would pay the money and you would not get the malchus. So Ula's current point that we're going with is that it's not that we're trying to use Chovel. It's not that we're trying to use Edom Zomimim, but we have a gzeira shava by virtue of the use of the word tachas in two instances. And from there, we say, okay, the Gzeirah Shavah teaches us that in all cases, just like in these two cases, you don't get money, you pay money, you don't get lashes. In all cases, you pay money and don't get lashes. So that was Ula. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he's going to try a different, completely different approach to the whole scenario. So again, starting back from the, you know, we have these two Mishnayos, one in Makos and ours. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilo Tema Achosanara. You know, if you remember yesterday, we said that one of the things that was suggested was that maybe in Makos is talking about a Bogeris, an older lady, right? It's not a young girl. Achosa Naara. So maybe we're talking about also in both cases that in here, in our case and in the Makos case, we're talking about a Naara. But the difference is, Kanchi Histrubo. In Makos, they're talking about a scenario where they actually warned him not to, they said, here's your warning, do not rape your sister, right? Kanchi Histrubo. But here, in our case, in Ksubos, there was no witnesses to warn him. So because they warned him and they said, if you rape your sister, you're going to get Malkos. Here, there was no warning about getting Malkos. So therefore, his suggestion is that in Gemara in Makos, the Mishnah in Makos, because he was warned about Malkos, he's going to get Malkos. In our case, here in Ksubos, because he was not warned about Malkos, he's going to wind up only getting the fine. Alma kasava Rav Yochanan. Therefore, what Rav Yochanan might be saying is, "Call hecha deika mamna malkos va'asrube." Any place where you're entitled to, where you're supposed, person is supposed to get both money, monetary fine, and malkos, and they warned him, "Malkos lake mamona lo mishalet." You would get malkos and not pay the money. So again, he says that the difference here is that in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in Malkos, because if he's warned about getting Malkos, he'll get it. In our case, where he's not warned, he'll only get the fine. In either case, he's only going to get one of the two things. The difference is whether he's warned about getting Malkos or not. So the Gemara asks, same like we did with Laminale, Rabbi Yochanan. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this? How does he come to this conclusion? Amakra kidei rish aso. So the pasuk says that you do to him kidei rish aso, according to his wickedness. Mishum Risha Achas Atamathaiva. Risha So is a singular word. It doesn't say whatever the plural would be. It says he's held liable for one bad thing that he did. So he's only chaya for one Risha, not for two Rishayos. So what that's telling us is you only get one penalty, not two penalties as a result. Usmichle, and right after that, the next pasuk says, or a very close pasuk says, the samichle arba'im yakenu, and right, you know, very close to that, it talks about the penalty of malkos. So what he's saying is that because he said, it says, you only get one thing, and then shortly thereafter it says, and the thing you give is malkos. He's trying to say is that what the pasukim are trying to tell us is, yes, he only gets one thing, and the one thing he should get is Malkos, because the pasuk right afterwards says Arba'im Yakenu. The crime there is any of these crimes. Let's say it's rape, right, or any of these crimes, right? Well, let's say it's Chovel. Let's say, because I think they're asking about Chovel, right? So let's say about Chovel. So it says whatever it is, it says you punish him according to his wickedness. And then right after that, it said, meaning one thing, because it uses a singular language. And then right away, it says whipping, right? So it's all right, one thing, and it must be whipping, because it's all in the same context. The Gemara challenges this. What about the Hare Chovel the Chavera? Well, we learned Chovel when it comes to the case of Chovel, the Ika Mamon Malkos, where we know that there is money and Malkos. We learned, like just a minute ago, Mamon Mishala Milkalake. You only get the monetary penalty. You don't get the whipping, right? The Chitema, and you might want to say, Haini Mili Heichadol Asrube. Maybe you're going to say, the answer you're going to give is that, maybe this is only the case where he wasn't warned. Alba Asrube, but if they warned him, Milkalake Mamon Mishala, then he should get Malkos and he doesn't get penalty. So the question is, you know, we learned by Chovel that you pay the money and you don't get the Malkus. But maybe what we say is that maybe that's the exception, because the case there is that where he wasn't warned. The Ha'amar of Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but Rav Ami quotes Rav Yochanan, that says, Hiko haka she'en bashaveh pruta loke. If a person hits another person with the amount of damages that is less than a pruta, he still gets malkos. In other words, that what that's trying to show is a case where there is no monetary penalty, right? Because if the damages wind up being less than a penny, there's nothing for him to pay. So what the implication there is that normally we would say, and if there's monetary damages, he has to pay the monetary damages and not get the malkos. But here we have a case where if the damages were less than a penny, he does not get the malkos, because he gets malkos because there is no penny to pay. Zeichi dami, what is the case here? Ido asrube, if they didn't warn him that he would get malkos, amai loke, why would we be allowed to give him malkos in that case, right? So we said that the only reason he got malkos is because the damage is less than a penny. How are you able to give him malkos if he wasn't warned? So he must have been warned. Elopshita da asrube, he must have been warned. The time of the lespe shall be pruta. And the reason that you get malkos and not paying anything is because the damages are less than a penny. Ha'ispa shall be pruta. But if he had damages more than a pruta, mamona mishala milka lolake. You might say that that's the answer. The Gemara answers, could the Amar Rabbi Lai. We follow what Rabbi Lai says, Beferish, Ribsar Torah, Adem Zomim, Matashlomim. Because with the Torah specifically, when it talked about Adem Zomimim, it specifically called out that he has to pay money. Similarly, when it comes to injuring someone, the Torah explicitly calls out that he has to be paid. We're going to talk about what this means. And what is he talking about? The following Mishnah. If witness come along and they say, we are testifying about this person, that he owes another guy 200 zuz. The nimsu is on him. And that's the case that other witnesses come along and say, there's no way you could have testified this way. Lokin umishalman. They should get whipped for their false testimony, and they should pay money for what the $200, 200 zuz that they wanted the guy to lose. Because there are two different stukim in this case. One pasuk comes along and says, you're chayev for malchus for false testimony. Another pasuk comes along and says, you're chayev for being an aid zomim. So it's not that you're having two penalties for the same scenario. It's trying to apply that there are two different things you're doing wrong here. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. But chachamim amrim, no. No, even though they may appear to be two different things, you still bundle them together, and whoever is paying doesn't get malkos. But maybe the chachamim is saying whoever pays shouldn't get malkos. Maybe they should say it the other way: anyone who gets malkos shouldn't pay. Right? So still, how do we know which one you get? I'm Rabbi Eli. He answers this: Beferish drips the Torah, Edom Zomim, Motashlomim. The Torah explicitly said by Edom Zomimim that they should pay money. It called out specifically on the case of Edom Zomimim that you should pay money, and therefore that's what you ultimately do. So Heichan Ribs the Torah. Where did the Torah do this? Nichtei. Let's see what it says. Tiksiv Asisa Mokasher Zaman Lasos LaAchiv, that you should do to the guy like he intended to do to the other person. And it uses the word yad biyad, lamale. So what, he should do, he should pay, hand to hand. Lamale. So why does it say yad biyad? Davar hanisa mayad biyad. That it talks about something that goes from hand to hand. Umayninu mamon. It means you pass money from one hand to the other hand. Cholda v'chavero nami. Similarly, by a cholda, by the case of a wounding. Michti, what pasuk does it say? Kasher asa ken yase lo. If he inflicts a wound, something should be done to him. And then it says, Kain Yinasein Bo. It uses the term that should be given to him. Again, it uses the word Nasina, given. Darvish Yeshbo Nasina, something that is given. Ni, my Nihu, what is given? Mamon. Rav Yochanan, my time alo amar ka'ula. So Rav Yochanan went through all of this. Why didn't he just do the same thing that Rav Ula did, where he had the gzeira shava? So his problem is, im kein batalta ervas achos logo segale. That if you use the gzeira shava that teaches that you should pay money and not get malkos, then we have a whole pasuk, you know, when it talks about the erva of a sister that you shouldn't do. And going to the top of Lamed Gimel Od Aleph. So therefore you might say you shouldn't do that because then you wouldn't need the whole discussion about the what happens to someone who rapes his sister, or has erva with his sister. Similarly, when it comes to wounding, you would also, imkein batalta Yosef ben Yosef. You would learn the whole reason that where we learn that you're not allowed to injure somebody is by the case of when the Bezdin, if they give more malchus than are necessary. So therefore you might say as a result that you should, that whole thing would be nullified. Edim zomim nami, similarly by edim zomimim. If you're, you know, if all you're going to rely on is the gzereshava, imkein batalta vaya ben hikos harasha. Right? So in all these cases, we have sukkim that say that you should be getting malchus because you're doing these things. And if you're learning all of this from gzereshava, that all you're going to do is get a monetary penalty in that case, then you're kind of removing the need for all of those sukkim. So let's just wrap up quickly and we'll conclude. El edim zomimim, efshar l'kaimah ben grusha v'chalut. So all of these cases is a scenario where you could wind it out where you don't have that monetary penalty. So by Edim Zomimim, you have a case that someone could say that the Kohen married a divorced woman and they have a divorced child or they married someone with a chalutza, which they're not allowed to do. But in that case, you don't make the Edim Zomimim, even if they're a Kohen, you don't make them divorce their wife. Right? Chovel Chaveru Nami, Ikal Kayom Kugon, Shuka Akashi, and Bashava Pruta. Or you could also have a case where you're injuring someone less than a Shava Pruta. Akosanami, and when it comes to the sister, Iklo Kayuma Bakusa Bogaris. They could also be a case where there's a Bogaris. So in all these cases, you might have a scenario where there is no monetary penalty and you're chayav the actual malchus as a result. So therefore you don't need, you know, you're not losing the need for those psukim. You're just limiting it to more of a specific case. So with this we'll stop. We'll pick up again next week with Rabbi Krohn. But for now everyone should have a wonderful day.